The following is a lecture to Gurukula boys on Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 5, text number 29, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 25th, 2016, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasya evam me anuraktasya praa. Praritasya hata enasa shadadhanasya balasya dantasya anucharasya cha tasyaivang me nuraktasya prashritasya hata enasa Shraddhadanasya balasya dantasyanu charasya cha tasyaivang me nuraktasya tasyaivang me nuraktasya prashritasya hatayanasa prashritasya hatayanasa Shraddhadanasya balasya Shraddhadanasya balasya Dantasyanu charasya cha, danasyanu charasya cha. Tasya, his, evam, thus, me, mine, anuraktasya, attached to them, prashritasna, obediently, hata, freed from, Enasa, sins, shanadanasya, of the faithful, and balasya, of the boy, dantasya, subjugated, anucharasya, strictly following the instructions, cha, and. So, before we begin, some of you may be thinking, well, self-realization, that's after I grow up. Are you thinking that way? Are you thinking of taking self-realization very seriously right now, you see? This is a boy, you see? Narad. And he explained when he was a boy, how he became a very young boy, he became very serious and he fully realized God. You understand? As a young boy, if you take this seriously, you can become a great sadhu like Narada Muni, a liberated spaceman who doesn't need to fly on British Airways to travel somewhere. You see what I'm saying? If you boys take this very seriously, you can become like Narada Muni, a liberated spaceman, even as a young boy, you see? So don't think you're just a young boy and that self-realization is something later when you grow up. No, it is now. So this verse will make this very clear. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. I was very much attached to those sages. I was gentle in behavior, and all my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses, and I was strictly following them with body and mind. Purport. These are the necessary qualifications of a prospective candidate who can expect to be elevated to the position of pure, unadulterated devotee. Such a candidate must always seek the association of pure devotees. One should not be misled by a pseudo-devotee. He must himself be plain and gentle to receive the instructions of such a pure devotee. A pure devotee is completely surrendered soul under the personality of Godhead. He knows the personality of God as the supreme proprietor. In all others, he's his servants. And by the association of pure devotees only, one can get rid of all sins accumulated by mundane association. A neophyte devotee must faithfully serve the pure devotee, and he should be very much obedient and strictly follow the instructions. These are the signs of a devotee who is determined to achieve success even in the existing duration of life. Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine. Prabhupada confirms here, even in the existing duration of life, you can become fully purified and actually directly experience Krishna face to face, eye to eye. You don't have to wait for death and hope that you are fortunate enough to remember Krishna at the time of death. You can become perfect before death if you take it seriously. If you take it whimsically, you may take hundreds of lifetimes to become pure devotee. You take it seriously in this one duration of life, within this lifetime, you can become a completely pure devotee, qualified to see Krishna face to face. So what is the qualification necessary to be elevated to the position of pure devotee that is described here? You must seek the association of pure devotees, you see. Sadhu sanga, sarva shastre kai, sadhu sanga lavamata sarva siddhi hoi. By one moment's association with the sadhu, the pure devotee of the Lord, you can achieve all perfection. So you must seek out the association of the pure devotees of Krishna. And you must become very eager to hear from them, to serve them, to dedicate yourself to those pure devotees. This is what the boy Narada did. He was just a maidservant's son. It's a simple, humble maidservant's son. But during the rainy season, the sages, instead of wandering about, they stayed in one place in the forest nearby his hut. So he would go every day to the forest and he would associate with those sages, those Bhakti Vedantas. So we are also blessed with the Bhakti Vedanta, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. So by the mercy of this great, great, greatest of all Bhakti Vedantas, by associating with Srila Prabhupada and those who are strictly following Srila Prabhupada, we can have that pure awakening within our hearts. We can get out of all of the distress of material existence, the turmoil, the drudgery, the monotony, the ghastliness. Everything we go through in material life, you can get free from it. You can become a fully self-realized, fully awakened living entity who's tasting the sweetest bliss at every minute. You see? Right now, we're being bombarded. Our minds are torturing us, isn't it? We're being tortured in so many ways by the material nature. The three whips. Actually, there's seven whips. And the three modes are also there. The three modes and the three ashvaksas, the three types of miseries, adiatmic, adibhautik, adidaivik. We're being beaten by these miseries at every minute, you see. Our body bothers us, our mind bothers us, the fly bothers us, you see. Landing on our face, the fly is harassing us, you see. We have so many difficulties in this material world. We have bodies that get sick, that get old, that get tired. We're in so many ways, we're being pinched by the material nature, being put into a miserable condition. that if you will take this process very seriously, you'll have the awakening of pure bhakti within your heart. That's really the only thing worth hankering for. The difficulty is we hanker for other things besides pure bhakti. That's our problem, you know that? We're hankering for other things besides pure bhakti. That's why Chaitanya said, Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaye mabajanmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktira haita kitoi. I don't want wealth. I don't want women. I don't want followers. All I want is pure devotional service. Even if I have to take birth after birth, it doesn't matter. You see? Try to understand the preeminence of pure devotional service. There's really nothing else worth hankering for. There's no other mood worth even living in. You see, we're being harassed in so many ways by the material society. Listen to my grandmother. She said, well, my dear grandson, why didn't you become a Baptist minister, you see? They don't understand. These relatives do not understand. Unless they're pure devotees, they do not understand. So we're kind to them. We give them kindness and mercy, but we're not interested to take shelter of the association of non-devotees. This is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Asat sangha tyag. The first business of a transcendentalist is to give up the association of non-devotees. You may say, but I'm the book distributor goes out, I'm associated with non-devotees all day long distributing books. Am I disobeying Lord Chaitanya? I'm going out all day associating with non-devotees on the streets distributing books. I'm supposed to give up the association of non-devotees. Here I'm distributing books the whole day. Or I'm working in an office with non-devotees. How am I following Lord Chaitanya? Well, it's a matter of giving association instead of taking it, you see. Lord Chaitanya said, he didn't say go to the forest and be away from everyone. He said, whoever you meet, jari deka tarika krishna upadesh, amara gaya guru hoya tare desh. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on Marjana, you become guru and deliver the people of this world, you see. So Lord Chaitanya didn't say not to associate. He said, don't take mundane association. Don't take shelter of mundaners. You go out and give them shelter. Give them the teachings of Krishna, you see. That is the meaning of asat sangha tyag. It means you give Krishna to everyone. You're taking shelter of your spiritual master. You're taking shelter of the Vaishnavas. You're taking shelter of Krishna. And you're giving that shelter that you have. You're sharing your shelter that you're experiencing with everyone you meet. That is a devotee, you see. He tells everyone about Krishna. Even that little girl, Sarasvati, in the old days, there was only a small handful of devotees here in Vrindavan, of their ISKCON movement. And Malati and Shamasundra, their little daughter, Sarasvati, she's maybe 5 years old, she would preach. Some Brijabasi gentleman, she would say, do you know who is Krishna? And he would say, yeah, oh. He said, he's the supreme personality of Godhead. And if Swami was smoking biddy, she would chastise for smoking biddy. You see, I'm going to tell Prabhupada you're smoking biddy. You see. So even a five-year-old little girl, she's preaching here in Vrindavan. You see. Five-year-old little girl. A five-year-old little girl can preach. We can preach too, can't we? Or do we have to be a five-year-old little girl to preach? You see what I'm saying? Every one of you must become preacher. That is the order of Krishna. Through the medium of Chaitanya, his most merciful manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. How much Krishna do you want? Do you want Krishna in full or just a little part of Krishna? How much Krishna do you want? Do you want full Krishna? Yes or no? Do you want all of, you want full Krishna or part Krishna? Full or part? Full. Then you have to fully give yourself to Krishna. You will only get Krishna yeyatang mang prapadyante tang stataiva bhajam yaham amamartmanu martante manusha partasarva shaha. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So if you want Krishna in full as your personal property, you have to give yourself to be the property of Krishna. Now, my dear Krishna, formerly I belonged to society, friendship, and love, and now I fully belong to you. That's how we have to pray. My dear Lord, now you own me. I am your property. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram. Actually, Krishna already owns everything. Sarvaloka maheshvaram. He already owns you. You're already the property of Krishna. Simply, we have to recognize, but it's a fact. I don't belong to India. I don't belong to this family or that family. See, I belong to Krishna. That's it. Finished. That's my position. Anything else is simply a dream. Actually, it's not a dream. It's a nightmare. As soon as you think you're something else besides being the property of Krishna, you're in a nightmare. You're torturing yourself unnecessarily. So don't torture yourself. Don't be a masochist torturing yourself with the idea you belong to someone or something else other than Krishna and Krishna's representative, your spiritual master. Try to understand this philosophy. This human life is not meant for being a dull-headed fool or being a dull-headed rascal like a donkey or a monkey. This human life is meant for atato brahma jigyasa. Now you have a human form, you must utilize it for self-realization. Are you keen for self-realization? Or are you keen for sense gratification? They're passing out some papers, you can write your questions on the papers. You get a paper, you need a pen, right? Do they have pens? Anybody have pens to write with? No pens? It's useless. The paper is useless without pen. So, how serious are you? That's the real question. Are you simply, is your interest more in playing soccer? Is it? Are you interested more in becoming self-realized? You have to decide, what is your priority? Is self-realization the goal of your life? You may say, oh yes. If I ask you how many accept self-realization, they all raise your hand. You make a show, but how many are really taking self-realization as the goal of your life? You see? I'm not asking for a show of hands. That's in your heart. Are you really taking self-realization as the only goal of your life or not? You see, you have to look inside your own heart and be honest with yourself. And see, actually it's not. You're hankering for this thing, that thing, so many other things besides self-realization. We have to look inside our hearts and see the defect. Because only when you see that defect can you solve the problem. You see, it's very important you can see that defect within your own heart, how you're still caught up in the modes of material nature. It's very, very important to see your own entanglement, how much you're entangled in the modes of nature, being carried by sattva-gun, rajagun, tamagun. Very important thing. So make this very human life very, very dedicated for awakening your eternal spiritual identity. Follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni. Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master is very merciful. He wants to get you out of this material world. Take his mercy. Don't just be a whimsical fool running after sense enjoyment. Take the mercy of the spiritual master. Take shelter of Guru. Take his instructions of your life and soul. That's what saved my life. I accepted Prabhupada 45 years ago. I accepted Prabhupada as my spiritual master. Before that, I was simply suffering like anything in the material world. You see? It's very, Krishna says you have to take a guru. Tadvini pradipatena paripashnena sevaya. You should all be thinking, who will I take as my spiritual master? Very important thing. Take this human life very, very seriously. Accept a bona fide spiritual master. Become fully dedicated to serving your spiritual master. Always be absorbed in thinking about, remembering, and carrying out the instructions received from the spiritual master. This is human life. Otherwise, it's animal life. As soon as there are some questions, you can bring. So if you have any questions, if you have a paper and you want to borrow a pen, there's some devotees have pens here. As soon as a question is ready, you bring it. Any questions ready yet? Here's a very nice question. How does the grace of the spiritual master act on the disciple? It's actually like a magic wand. You can be completely bewildered, completely confused, depressed, angry, lusty, all kinds of, you know, greedy. You can have all kinds of dirt sitting in your heart. But just one moment's mercy, just in one moment's of being blessed by the pure devotee of the Lord can completely liberate you just within a second. That's how powerful it is, you see. It has a huge, just like Prabhupada gave me one instruction when I got initiated. I expressed some desire to spread this movement. And Prabhupada was very happy to see that move. He said, I can see you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy, eager for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. He said, now just continue enthusiastically as you were doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. I got that instruction 45 years ago, and it's still vibrating in my heart. You understand? It just takes one blessing like that can change your eternal existence. That one instruction of Prabhupada has completely transformed my whole life. You don't need a million and one instructions. Just take one instruction your spiritual master has given you and perfect it. And that will make you a pure devotee. Take one instruction of your spiritual master with utmost seriousness, determination, enthusiasm, and patience. And actually by that dedication, even one order you receive from your spiritual master, you can achieve all perfection in life. Any other questions? Who? Arjuna and on the battlefield? Yeah, Arjuna was on the battlefield and he was completely bewildered. Here he was, the most powerful kshatriya, but he became like a weeping woman, dropping his arrows in the chariot, his bow and arrows. So Lord, so he had a very good realization. He said, Karpanya dosho pahatas vabhava pachchamitvang dharma samuddhacheta yat shreyansan nishchitan bruhitanme shashashtehang shadimang dvang prapanam. Now I am confused about my duty. I have lost all composure due to miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. That's the mood. Do you want to become a pure devotee? Do you want to realize Krishna? Follow the example of Arjuna. Next question. Okay. How can we realize ourselves? Well, you are the actual identity of yourself is you are the pure devotee of Krishna. You're the eternal servant of Krishna. You're the devotee of Krishna. So how do you realize it? You have to act in that capacity. And then you'll realize it. Just like one time in Dallas, Texas, one man, he went out for a walk in his neighborhood and some strange thing happened. He became overwhelmed with amnesia. He forgot who he was. He forgot where he lived. He just wandering around, he didn't know who he was or where he lived. He became a homeless beggar wandering the streets. Until one day, someone recognized him and they took him home. And they took him to a psychologist who helped him to remember who he actually was by associating with those things which reinforced his identity. So in the same way, we're suffering from amnesia. You're actually Krishna. Do you know you're one of the eternal associates of the Lord from the spiritual sky? Do you know that? Are you listening to me or is your mind going somewhere else? I want your undivided attention. I didn't come here to have you think, have your mind going here and there like a dancing monkey. I came here for your mind to focus on what I'm saying. You're actually one of Krishna's eternal associates in the spiritual world, and you've forgotten it. You're cheating yourself by not coming back to that identity. So the way you come back is you follow the process of sanana bhakti. And by that, you'll actually remember. There'll come a point you actually remember who you are in Krishna's pastime. You see, that will come. How to generate the willpower for anything. First, you have to have the intelligence to understand, I need this. After that, it is generated, how to be determined to go for it. Anything, if you want to achieve it, you have to focus on that. You see, it's like I used to work in one office and at MCI Corporation in the U.S. And some coworker, he had a desire to go for a vacation in the South Pacific. So he had a picture of the South Pacific scene there with the coconut trees and the beach. So every day he went to work meditating on his dream vacation, you see, that inspired him to work. So you have to set your, you have to understand, my goal is pure devotional service. I want to become a pure devotee of Krishna, and you have to focus on that. This is my goal in life, and you have to do everything you can to achieve that goal. Every moment you should be thinking, I must achieve pure devotional service. How can you make sure that you are self-realized? You won't have to, when you're self-realized, you'll know it. You don't have to pinch yourself to see if you're self-realized or not. If you're in doubt if you're self-realized or not, you're not. When Krishna manifests to you, know that you know you made it. When you see Krishna face to face, eye to eye, like Narada did, you see, then you know you made it. If you're unsure, you're not there. Don't worry about it. When you're there, you'll know it. Okay. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he delivers a person from all sinful reactions. But indirectly, pious activities are also the cause of bondage. Then why Krishna does not say that he will deliver a person from his pious activities also? That's an interesting question. Actually, material pious activities are tinged with impiety. They're tinged with sin. It may be subtle, but it's just like I may do some pious work, but I become very proud. Oh, I am a great humanitarianist, you see. That's sinful. To be proud is also sinful. So a person is engaging in pious activities without Krishna consciousness becomes very proud of his piety. That's also sinful. So as soon as all the sinful aspect of his piety is removed, then it's pure devotional service. So it's actually, what Krishna says is accurate. Even pious activities in the mundane world are tinged with sinfulness. If our master is asking us to do something wrong, which is not good, then what we should do, follow him or not? You shouldn't have such a master. That's called bogus guru, or a bogus leader. Don't follow leaders who give you, tell you the wrong thing. You don't want to have a bogus guru. You have to be careful to select a bona fide spiritual master who will not misguide you. Okay, stop running. Okay. Like it is said, nothing is impossible, everything is possible. If an atheist steps up and says, I can become God because nothing is impossible, what will be the outcome? Well, the thing is, there are some things that are impossible. You may say nothing is impossible. That's not true. It's impossible for the jiva to become God. That's impossible. So, what's the difficulty? These rascal atheists, they think they are God. I remember I was at the Sunday Love Feast many years ago at Gainesville Temple. I was sitting with one hippie, and he turned to me with a big smile and he said, I am God. And I said, I turned to him with a bigger smile and I said, you are not G-O-D, God, you are D-O-G, dog. And he couldn't say anything. So don't be intimidated by these people who say that nothing is impossible, therefore I can become God. Tell them they will become dog. If they think they become God, they can become dog. Simple thing. If in the Sadhya Yuga people were peaceful, so peaceful, where was it the need of Kshatriyas, that people would not fight? Actually, the Sadhya Yuga, it was very Brahminical age. There was no need of warriors in the Sadhya Yuga. Does one have to see Krishna face to face to know one is self-realized? Not necessarily. One can be understood and realized by one's activity. Yes. Actually, the perfection of self-realization is to understand your eternal identity in Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world, and to become re-established in that position. That's the perfection of self-realization as given by Rupa Goswami. So whether you're seeing Krishna or not, to be actually re-established in your original svarupa in the spiritual world, that's the perfection of self-realization. But even now, if you're purely serving your spiritual master, you're as good as liberated even right now. If your every thought, word, and deed is 100% dovetailed in the service of Guru and Krishna, you're already as good as liberated right now. It may be maybe an unripened mango, but you're a mango. You've achieved the mango status, the ultimate perfection. Nowadays, in this material world, there is a real devotee as well as a fake. But how can we recognize our guru? Well, you have to read Prabhupada's books. Because I can tell you, this whole world is full of bogus gurus, you see. There's many pseudo-devotees who will pose as guru and say, you become my disciple. So how do you separate the wheat from the chaff? To know who's bona fide and who's bogus, you have to read the books. You have to see what's written in Prabhupada's books and who is purely preaching what is in Prabhupada's books. And Prabhupada says, no illicit sex for householders. And some guru says, well, it's okay for householders to have illicit sex. That's not a bona fide guru. The bona fide guru is the one who repeats Prabhupada's teachings as they are without deviation. So you have to find out a bona fide guru, one who is purely presenting what is given by Srila Prabhupada. And that's where you should take shelter. Otherwise, you're going to be cheated. Okay, next. How can we choose our goal of life? Well, it requires a little education. You have to be educated to understand what goals are worthwhile and what goals are not. If your goal is to be another Mick Jagger or a Michael Jackson, it's not a worthy goal. You see? You have to understand there's only one goal that's really worth achieving, and that's pure bhakti, because any other goal will keep you caught up in this material existence. I don't want this talking going on back there. I want your undivided attention, each and every one of you. This is not a place to chat. Prabhupada writes about the qualifications expected from one who can be elevated to the transcendental stage in the purport. What should I do if I do not have these qualifications? If you find yourself lacking in the qualifications, beg Krishna, beg Prabhupada to please bless you. You can develop the necessary qualifications for becoming the pure devotee. You have to beg for it. And then Krishna will help you. Maharaj Dhruva was a good devotee. Then why Lord gave some post? Why didn't he give in Vaikuntha? Maharaj Dhruva had a material desire to begin with. That's why he got a post in the material world, because he approached Vishnu with a desire to get a kingdom greater than his father's. He did not come with a desire for pure bhakti. He was so intense in his desire, he actually got the darshan of the Lord, and then he realized what a fool he had been for desiring a post in the material world. What is the instruction of guru which the disciple has to always focus on? I was with Prabhupada in 1975. My godbrother said, Srila Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. So that's the most important instruction of your spiritual master for you. You must develop your love for Krishna. How can we understand someone that he is a pure devotee of the Lord or not? Again, you have to read the books. You have to become very, very learned in Prabhupada's teachings. Then you will know who is a pure devotee and who is a cheater. How one of the part of Krishna directly comes from him like Vishnu, and some like us are not directly coming from him. Krishna has two ways of expanding himself, Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. Vishnu Tattva is Krishna himself, and Jiva Tattva will be the living entities. How there's a difference? Well, that's by Krishna's choice. He chooses to do that because he wants to have he himself, Vishnu Tattva is all he himself. If it was only Vishnu Tattva, Krishna would be lonely because it's only he himself. It's like standing in a mirror associating with yourself. You understand? If I said, you know, here's your, I'm going to give you a, if everybody you associated with only a reflection in a mirror, you wouldn't be very satisfied. You want some real people to associate with. So Krishna doesn't want to associate only reflections of himself, his Vishnu Tattva's expansions. He wants actual living entities who are separate from him, he can have reciprocation with. That's the jivas. So for the sake of loving relationship, Krishna has expanded from himself the jivas. Why are we putting tilak for Krishna's pleasure, but why Krishna is putting tilak? Krishna is putting tilak for Radharani's pleasure. Radharani likes the tilak on Krishna. Who should I choose for as my spiritual master? Well, that's your decision. That's a very personal thing. But it's very nice you're asking that question. The way you should choose, who is that spiritual master who is going to impregnate me with prema bhakti? That's the one you should take. Who is the one who is the most Krishna conscious who's going to impregnate me with pure with prema bhakti? That's the one you should take. If I have tried everything, I am keeping devotee association, chanting, reading, not committing offenses as much as I can, but I know I still keep hankering for material things, how to get rid of it. This is very nice. He's understanding his discrepancies. So you have to say, you have to pray to Krishna, my dear Krishna, I want to be your pure devotee, but I'm still bewildered by the desire for wealth, women, followers, and so many other things, limca or whatever it may be. You see, I'm hankering for this or that. So please, my dear Lord, help me to become free from all these material desires, that I my only desire pure service to you and nothing else. Keep begging Krishna for that. And what's the best prayer for begging? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So what does this tell you? Chant Hare Krishna in the mood of begging for pure bhakti. Not some mechanical thing, Krishna, 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 Krishna. But begging Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Begging for pure bhakti. If someone is unable to control the mind, what to do? Then beat the mind with shoes. 100 times in the morning and with a broomstick 100 times at night. This is Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati's instruction. You got to be tough with your mind. You rascal mind, why are you dancing like a monkey? You fix your mind in Krishna consciousness. You have to become heavy with your mind. What are you doing thinking about this and that, you nonsense mind? You have to chastise your mind. The other approach is to be very soft and sweet with your mind, like Govinda does. He says, Bajahure mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindude. My dear mind, please engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj. So see what works for you. You be gentle with your mind, be heavy with your mind, but you have to be the master of your mind. You have to control your mind. And if you do, what are you called? You're called a Goswami. Are you too young to be a Goswami? Is anybody here too young to be a Goswami? Narada Muni was a Goswami when he was a little boy. You are not too young to be a Goswami. Simply you have to bring your mind under your control and then you're a Goswami. You don't have to make sannyasa order to be a Goswami. Simply, if you bring your mind under control, you are a first-class Goswami. I want all of you boys to become first-class Goswamis, okay? Do you agree? Yes or no?
Yes.
Jai. Very good. All right. If we pray to Krishna for material success, that means you want to follow Dhruva's mistake. Don't follow Dhruva's mistake. Why do you want to pray for material success? That's stupid. Stop being so stupid. Don't be an idiot. Praying for material success? Do you realize when you have pure bhakti, material success will follow you just like a maidservant? Pure bhakti automatically gives material success. Look at Prabhupada, how successful he was from a material viewpoint. One old man with 40 rupees only goes to New York City, and then he has a multi-million-dollar empire all over the world within a few years only. Talk about material success. You could say, but he had no desire for material success. Just focus on pure bhakti and you'll have unlimited material success. Okay. Oh my God, there's a whole stack more. This is it. No more questions. You can put them here, but that's it. Okay. To wash a cloth in dirty water, it is impossible for the cloth to become clean. If to be serious, stay in Vrindavan for years will become self-realized for a new devotee. Then why I am still in a polluted world? How to become pure Krishna consciousness? Actually, the pure holy name is all you need. You have Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna himself has come. Lord Krishna is coming right there to your home in China, Ladini. Krishna himself is coming right to you. The most pure thing of all, Krishna himself, is personally coming to your home right there in China. Within that name, Vrindavan is also present. When you chant Hare Krishna, you're immediately in Vrindavan. The name, those two syllables Krishna contain Krishna. Your spiritual master is also present in the name, the syllables Krishna. All the Vaishnavas are present. All the pastimes of Krishna. All the names of Krishna. Everything is present within these two syllables, Krishna. So if you take your chanting very seriously, you'll become a pure devotee very quickly. Okay. How Krishna left this world. That is a lila. He went flying up. But he's still here. How Radharani left this world. I don't know. That one I don't know. Okay. Do you think in this material world bhakti plays a major role? Well, that's up to you. In most people's lives, bhakti plays no role at all. They're just complete animals. Bhakti is a very minor role right now in the world. That's our point of ISKCON. We want to make bhakti the predominant theme of this, the entire global society. This is our spiritual revolution. Right now, it's not very prominent. There's a little tiny bunch tinge of bhakti in the world right now. We want to make bhakti the whole central theme of this material existence. Are you sure you can change the morality of each one of this world? I can't do anything. Only Krishna can do. My goal is simply to serve this mission of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada actually told me I could aspire to become the spiritual master of the whole universe. So I do have a desire to revolutionize the whole world as a vet. But what can I do? I'm nothing. Only Krishna can do. But if I can be an instrument, you see, then through me, Krishna can do. And through you also, Krishna can do. You see. So we want to become the perfect sold-out instruments through us that Krishna can completely revolutionize the human society. That is our desire. Okay. If we will chant the holy name and dance and only chant the holy name and dance in the kirtan, then Krishna will be happy and we will go to Goloka Vrindavan Dham. And if we die in Vrindavan, so that time also go to Vrindavan, so why do we have to chant? Actually, dying in Vrindavan does not give you automatic entrance into Krishna's pastime. Those who die in an impropit, said those who die in a sinful state of consciousness, take birth again in Vrindavan as monkeys, pigs, etc. So being a Brijabasi doesn't mean you merely go back to Godhead. It means that everyone here has a special feeling about Krishna. But they don't automatically go back to Godhead by dying in Vrindavan. If they're committing sin, they're smoking bidi, they come back as an animal in Vrindavan. They don't go back to Godhead. You see? If they're having illicit sex, they don't go back to Godhead. They take birth again as animals in Vrindavan, Prabhupada said. So, you really require pure bhakti. There's no way to cheat and sneak into Goloka Vrindavan. You have to actually qualify yourself. So please give up this idea of there's some simple cheating way to get in without any qualification. It doesn't work. You have to qualify yourself by developing pure love of God. Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, Najayate Mriyate Vakadachin, means the process of taking birth and death, changing the body, are happening from so many times. But why this process is happening? Because we wanted to try to enjoy separately from Krishna, therefore he is giving us a chance to do that. And why so many different bodies? Because we try it as Brahma, that didn't satisfy us. We try as Indra, that didn't satisfy us. We try as this and that. We try as a human. We try as an animal. We try as a male. We try as a female. It's like you're going to a cloth shop to buy a kurta. And whatever kurta you try on, you're not satisfied. You try on a different kurta, a different kurta, a different kurta. You see? So we're trying all these different bodies on to find one that satisfies us, but we're never satisfied. You won't be satisfied till you revive your original spiritual form in Krishna's pastime. Okay. How can we find out whether a guru is bona fide or bogus? Read the books. When one is confused, I think I answered these already. Okay. Did I answer this one? Huh? These are already answered. Okay, well, that's the end of the questions. And I really want you boys to take this human life very seriously. Become very sober about your position right now in this material existence. That you, it's do or die. You have a human form after millions of lifetimes in the lower species. Now you've gotten a human form. Please don't waste it in sense gratification. Please take this opportunity. You've come here to Vrindavan. You're here in the shelter of Prabhupada's movement. Please take it very seriously to awaken your Krishna consciousness. You are meant to become spiritual revolutionaries who can turn world history upside down, or I should say turn it right side up. World history is upside down right now. I want you boys to become spiritual revolutionaries who can completely transform the world. I want you to be a part of this mission that's going to make sure that someday every high court judge in every country is wearing Vaishnava tilak. And there's kirtan in every parliament building in the whole world before they begin their meetings. That's what we're looking for. We want a spiritual revolution throughout the entire world. We want to put a stop to all this nonsense going on, like the ISIS crisis and so many other things. We want to put a stop to all of this by bringing Krishna back to the center. Krishna or God, you see. So please help us. Please dedicate yourself to this mission. Revolutionize your consciousness and help us revolutionize this entire planet. We thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.